is Pride Month, celebrating the LGBTQ community, and this year it's honoring the Stonewall riots of 50 years ago that catalyzed the movement for gay rights. And we asked you, our listeners, what moments in the movement for LGBTQ rights have stuck with you? And for some of you, that moment is very personal.
My name is Andrea Thomas, and I'm from Lancaster, Texas. For me, it was when my friend came out. We were on the phone, and he said, "What would you do if one of your friends told you he was gay?" I said, "Oh, I would be like, oh, okay, you want to go get something to eat?" And then he said, "One of your friends is gay. It's me." I was just so honored that he felt comfortable and safe enough to come out to me.
This is Andrea Hollander from Portland, Oregon. A few years ago, I attended the wedding of a gay couple who'd been together for more than 30 years. At the wedding, one of my friends remarked that in the future, a gay wedding would become as ordinary as a heterosexual one. The feeling of a new era has indeed begun.
This is Holly Freeman in Portland, Oregon, listening on KOPB.
As a young woman newly moved to Portland, Oregon, to be near more queer folk, I had no idea that marriage would come to me in my lifetime. It seemed so far off. The work of so many, like Bonnie Tinker of Love Makes a Family, showed the world that LGBTQI people were everyone, and she helped usher in equity.
Many of you also told us that it was the landmark moments in our history that are the most precious in your memory.
Hi, I'm Evan calling from Dallas, Texas. I still remember the moment when I heard the news that the Supreme Court had legalized same-sex marriage across the nation.
This morning, the Supreme Court recognized that the Constitution guarantees marriage equality.
As a young gay man living in Texas, I wasn't sure I would ever be able to marry in my home state. We have a long way to go, but that moment will always stay with me and inspires me to keep fighting for equality.
Hi, this is Katrina from Maplewood, New Jersey. I'm not gay, but the Supreme Court case that ordered that states have to allow gay marriage, to me, was certainly the civil rights case of the 2000s, of certainly of my era.
This decision affirms what millions of Americans already believe in their hearts. When all Americans are treated as equal, we are all more free.
And I'm really proud that we had a court that issued that ruling.
Hi, this is Kate. I'm calling from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Stonewall is by far the most important, and us cis queer people need to put trans rights, especially those for trans women of color, first.
For others of you who called in, the moments that stood out were those in which the seemingly small among us can make really big things happen for the LGBTQ community.
Hi, it's Missy calling from Clackamas. In 2006, I attended the Pride March as a supporter bystander with my minister. At one point, anti-gay protesters started threatening behavior towards the marchers. And my minister, in a blue suit and high heels, ran into the crowd between the protesters and marchers. She raised her arms to stop the threat and pleaded with them on Jesus' behalf to love thy neighbors. They stepped back, and this 5'5" woman walked back to me and at the sidelines. I was overwhelmed by her action and by the power of one.
Hi, my name is Brian from Stillwater, Oklahoma. A historical moment for the LGBTQ movement that stuck with me is this. Last summer, some friends and I founded the Payne County Pride Association here in Stillwater, Oklahoma. This year, we were able to hold our first ever Pride Parade and picnic. We were amazed at how many people came, and for how many people it was their first event. Working to build bridges between communities in rural Oklahoma, we helped prove that Pride has a space in small towns too.
Thanks to all of you for calling, and we want to hear from you if you haven't already shared your thoughts with us. What moment stands out most for you in the last 50 years of the movement for LGBTQ rights? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or share with us on Twitter. We're at The Takeaway.